So if we have certain talents, then are we obliged to use them, or
will
we can?
Will there be disturbance? For instance, if we have like a musical talent or something, and we may not use it, but yeah, that is a very strong talent, part of a person's nature.
Okay, so if we have talent, should we use it, or will it be favorable, or are we obliged to use it, or is it not necessary to use it? And if you use it, can it become too strong a force in the person's life? Yes, it's possible. Now here, svakarmanatam abhyarcha siddhim vindati manava. In 18.46 in the Bhagavad Gita says, by your work, worship him. So that means people translate it as work is worship. But that is not what the Bhagavad Gita is saying. It's svakarmanatam abhyarcha, by your work, worship him. So when we say work is worship, then the donkey will become the greatest worshipper, isn't it? So you shouldn't think that whatever talents I have, whatever abilities I have, they themselves are automatically worship. They are meant to be connected with Krishna. The ways in which they can be connected, that will vary from place to place, circumstance to circumstance. So, and then that connectedness is what we also should strive for. Now, if somebody has musical ability, yeah, if they can use it, develop that ability, then they should develop it. So it's we all may have various abilities, and some of us may have several abilities, all of us will not be able to develop. But some ability we have strongly, or we feel strongly inspired to develop that, we shouldn't necessarily worry too much that, oh, because of this ability, I may just get too obsessed in that, and then I may go away from Krishna or whatever. That fear is good, but that fear shouldn't choke us, because we all need expression. We all need to express our individuality in various ways. And whatever we are good at, that is ultimately a gift from Krishna. So what we are is God's gift to us. What we become is our gift to God. What we are is God's gift to us. What we become is our gift to God. But when we talk about what we become, it is not only in terms of one particular talent. Some people may just become, you know, they may be brilliant musicians, but in their whole conduct, you know, they're abusive, they're self-centered, they're dismissive of everyone else. That is not all-round development. So even when we are developing a particular talent, we should not get so consumed in that we neglect developing other aspects. So when we are developing a talent, we also need to remember that I am doing this for Krishna. This is Krishna's gift to me, and I am meant to use this in Krishna's service. And that's why if we associate with spiritually minded people, if we associate with devotees regularly, who remind us that our purpose is not just to become artists. Our purpose is not just to become musicians. Our purpose is to become devotees of Krishna, and in that purpose, art or music may be a prominent way for us to connect with Krishna. So then that balance can be established by having a proper association. So this is focus and balance. Now these are actually contrasting forces. Focus means I want to focus on one thing, and balance means there are many factors in my life, and I have to achieve a proper coordination between all of them. So any development of talent requires focus, but development of the full character, that requires balance. So how much to focus on one thing, and how much to also distribute our energies between that, developing that one thing and developing other things also. So when we do sadhana bhakti regularly, then we become connected with Krishna. And then if I'm doing my sadhana bhakti well, after that when I sing or I practice music, that music, because my heart is offered to Krishna, then that music will also be offered to Krishna. But if I'm not doing my sadhana bhakti well, then actually Krishna is not there in my heart, my own ego is there. I want to be so great. Then that music, instead of being an offering to Krishna, it becomes an offering to my own ego. I am so great, I will become so great. And that is something which we have to guard against. But not developing the talent is not necessarily the way to avoiding the ego. So when I think that, oh, if I develop this talent, then I will become proud. so I should not develop this talent. You know, this is a misunderstanding. Firstly, we may think I am being very humble, you know, I will not develop this talent. But to think that I will become proud is to assume that I am not proud right now. So actually we all have pride within us, but we may not have some reason to express that pride to others. So if we have pride, we need to recognize with that, and the cure for pride is not suppression of talent. The cure for pride is purification of intent. It's not suppression of talent, but purification of intent. So when we purify our intent by practicing bhakti, then whatever talents we have, we will be able to express them properly. And then we'll move onwards towards Krishna. Does that answer your question?
What I was asking is, if the person does not engage the talent, is that a big disturbance to that person? That's what I was asking.
Okay.